Let's pay homage to the Buddha, the fully enlightened one. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. I will pay respect to the Buddha. Buddha Bodhaya Dipiti Dantoyo Dhammataya Sa. Dhammataya Tanto Dhammate Nova Drenaya Sa. Nibuddha Nibbanataya Tanlo Katranami. Lokadreno lokatumai bodhaya dasu chito mudo. Yo naga buddha naga miro yadi asindi atuta chumya swatyadi. Udo tisali inkuro lai to chinti yendo mudi chiyue. Odaya sa chaita duvo bodu doko tu chenle ticha basi chincho galagam. Tanto kuro ga biyin chiro muvi chiyue. Tamataya sa chaita duvo bodu doko tu meyin chicha si chin galagam. Tanto kurainga bingkili dawu pukhate inyendo muri chiyue. Dhammataya sa chathaita du gugonu rokutu meyue kili dawu nyeja basi chenga laga. Dino vatandaya na vangara chango. Buddha chokchao kuro danyao pi chiyue daliye. Renaya sakura tatu chutaiku rone kutawan mavekando. Buddha tochao yao jabazi jincho galaga. Nibuddha kili tabre nipan winsan yote. Kuro dai e no muvi chiyue. Nibbanataya sakura tatu vene du roku kate nyinja basi chincho nalaga. Dhamman nizin li na dhammasako dibe di guru na shita mita apse hocharo mukhe babe yi. Lokatrena lokatumai bodhaya dasu chito mudo. Danaga buddha naga miro yadi asende ato tato miaswa piago. Nami namami go no nalong tong zong piang pio. Nango sho yue gado mian no le song mo yue. Shikho Udnyo Pai Yaswa Pya Yaswa Pya. Tonight I'm going to give a new talk. The name of the talk is Three Sayings of Devas.
大家都要讲，这是什么？因为《金经》和《地王》，《金经》是三种的讲法，是由地王讲出来的。
Buddha said, nothing happens without causes.
佛陀说。 任何一样事情的发生呢，是一定有它的因的。
Every effect has its cause.
对，任何事情，的果呢，一定有它的因。
Those reborn among humans and devas take birth in these realms because of past wholesome deeds.
出生在人当天人，也是关系到他前世呢所做的业善业。
Wholesome deeds such as offering dana, keeping virtue and meditation practice cause the conditions for birth in the world of humans or devas.
所谓的善业呢，就是布施、持戒以及禅修，这些善的因呢，导致我们出生投身为人或天人。
And wholesome deeds, on the other hand, cause the conditions for existence in the woeful realms among hell beings, animal beings, or hungry goats.
相反的，如果种了不善业呢，制造了这个不善业，就导致呢投身在四恶道，地狱出生恶鬼。
Wholesome deeds produce wholesome results.
善的因呢，得到了善的果。
Unwholesome deeds produce unwholesome results.
不善的因呢，就得到不善的果。
That's why the Buddha said, it is not true that right or wrong actions produce the same results.
所以佛陀说呢，那是不正确的。如果说不管你是善的因或者不善的因呢，都得到同样的结果。
Righteous actions lead to the good realms, and righteous actions lead to the bad realms.
所以呢，善的业呢，就是众生投身在善的那个道；不善的业呢，就导致众生投身在恶道。
The actions we perform now create a cause.The conditions that we come into contact within the future.
所以呢，我们所造的业呢，就能制造以后我们往生在投身在其他什么地方。
The consequences of those actions determine our future.
所以所造的业呢，就是决定了我们未来投身那里。
Why we may hope for good results, such as birth in the human or deva realms, it is our actions, not our hopes, that determine the results.
虽然可能我们是说希望我能投身在善道。但是不是我们所希望的导致我们往生投身善道，是我们所做的业导致我们投身善道。
We may hope for human rebirth or deva rebirth, but it is not our hope. It is our actions that produce that result.
所以也就是说，所做的善业呢，或者恶业呢，就是导致我们投生的地方。
As human, we know about the human realm.
我们身为人呢，在人道呢，我们对人道呢很了解。
However, we don't know much about the deva realm.
但是呢，我们对于天道 天界呢，我们是不很了解的。
Do you know much about the Deva realm?
你们知道吗？天界是怎样？
Let us study the difference between them by comparing these two realms.
现在呢，我们来分别他们这两个天道跟人道的分别。
Unlike humans, devas don't need to go through a 9 or 10 month gestation period in the mother's womb.
天人呢不同我们人，天人不需要母亲怀胎几个月或十个月，那么才诞生在这个世界。
At the moment of their appearance in a deva realm, they are born fully formed with adult body.
天人呢，当他们出生在或者投生在天界呢？它是属于化身的，它不需要好像人需要很长的时间，它直接化身整个身体出来。
Devas, like humans, are the benefactors of their own wholesome past deeds.
天人呢，跟我们人也是一样的，我们都是呢业的主人。
However,They enjoy sensual pleasures that are so vastly superior to what humans experience that it is impossible to make a comparison.
但是呢，天人所享受的种种的娱乐感官上的享受呢，是非常殊胜的。我们人呢，是完全不能跟他们比较。
The loftiest and most magnificent beauty, sound, smell, taste and touches that we experience in the human realm only hint at the beauty and sublime sensuality experienced in the Deva realm.
在天界呢，是非常的美丽的，它声音也是很好听，然后味道也是很芬香。触到的那个触界也是很舒适，那么慰藉所碰到的都是非常非常殊胜的，不像我们人道。
In order to better appreciate this description of the Deva realm, I quote from the Magandhya Sutta in the Majjhima Nikaya.
为了给我们更清楚比较这个人道跟天道的差别呢，我现在引用《马吉曼尼卡亚》里面的《马甘迪亚苏达》来说。
Therein the Buddha said, "Suppose, Magandhya, a householder's son was rich, with great wealth and property."And being provided and endowed with the 5 causes of sensual pleasure.
他说是说，假如马甘迪亚这个在家人的孩子的儿子是很有钱，那么拥有很多的财富，以及呢，这个感官五官方面呢，这享受呢是非常高的。那么他眼睛所看到的都是美的，都是喜欢的，看的都是喜欢喜心的。
He might enjoy himself with forms cognizable by the eyes that are wished for, desired, agreeable, and likable, connected with sensual desire, and provocative of lust.
他眼睛看到的都是美好的，都是看得很舒适的，那么也是说看了也会引起我们所谓的欲望的。
He might enjoy himself with sound cognizable by the ear, with smell cognizable by the nose, with flavor cognizable by the tongue, with tangibles cognizable by the body that are wished for, desired, agreeable, and likable, cognitive with sensual desire, and provocative of lust.
同样的，他听到耳朵听到的都是好听的声音，那么嗅到的都是很香的，那么舌头所尝到的都是很美味的，以及身体所接触到的都是很舒适的，很觉得很喜欢。那么这些呢，都是关系到我们的感官，以及能引起我们几个欲望的。
Having conducted himself well in body, speech, and mind.On the dissolution of the body after death, he might reappear in a happy destination in the heavenly world, in the retinue of the gods of the 33, and there, surrounded by a group of nymphs in the Nandana group.
Come on, woman.也可以说，如果他那么当时他也是有照顾他的身口意呢，那么他死了过后就往生呢，在另外一个天界快乐的地方，那边有很多的天神在33天，那么也有很多那个女仙，好像女的仙人天人在那Nandana Group。
He would enjoy himself, provided and endowed with the five gods of divine sensual pleasure.
那么他呢，也在这个天界的时候呢，也享受着种种的娱乐上的享受。
Suppose he saw a householder, or householder's son, enjoy himself, provided and endowed with the five gods of human sensual pleasure.
那么在这样的情形的时候，我们如果这位太又看到之前他是身为人的时候也是很有钱，他使自己快乐，也是有种种那种五根上的快乐。
What do you think, Margandeya? Would that young god surrounded by the group of nymphs?In the Nandana group, enjoy himself, provided and endowed with the five gods of divine sensual pleasure. Envy the householder, the householder's son, for the five gods of human sensual pleasure, or would he be enticed by human sensual pleasure?
那么，就是他就是问那个好像马甘利亚，说你认为怎样？好像现在在天界的那个享受，跟以及比较在人间上的享受，有同样的五官上的种种的享受，你是否在天界呢？你会感谢或者羡慕在人间那个人所享受的种种的娱乐
？What is your answer?
你的答案是什么？
Margandeya gave an answer. No, Master Gotama.
那么佛陀这个佛陀跟 Master 佛陀那个Margandeya 就跟佛陀说不应该听上的那个娱乐呢，享受呢，会比较高，不会羡慕在人间那种享受。
No, Master Gotama, why not? Because heavenly sensual pleasures are more excellent and sublime than human sensual pleasures.
那么佛陀问为什么呢？那么马甘利亚就说。因为天人天道所享受的娱乐呢， 比这个人间的那种享受的意乐呢，是非常殊胜，非常崇高。
We now can understand that even the most sublime human sensual pleasures are no more than mundane and commonplace by comparison to those sensual pleasures that the heavenly ones delight in.
所以现在我们能明白，我们人间上的那种种的娱乐，那种感官上的快乐呢，是跟不能跟天上种种那种娱乐比较的。
Furthermore, the human lifespan is short when compared to the lifespan of devas.
还有呢，我们的人寿的是很短的。如果我们比较跟天人的寿命
，Do you know how short the lifespan of human is?
您知道吗？怎样我们的人的寿命是怎样的很短？
According to the Buddha, bhikkhus, each 50 years of mankind is but a single night and day to the hosts of the four royal devas.
那么佛陀说呢，比丘啊，我们人间的五十年的寿命呢，是天上只是一天一夜。的寿命在这个四大波罗耶天王是一界天的第一个天，四大天王。
How many years of mankind? 50 years of mankind is but a single night and day to the hosts of the four royal devas.
所以呢，我们的人寿啊，五十年啊，才只是在天界只是一天一夜，在那个四大天王第一个一界天的天。
Their month has 30 of those nights. Their year 12 months.
他天界那边也是，一个月有30天，一年呢有12个月。
Buddha continued, Bhikkhus, each 100 years of mankind is but a single night and day to the devas of 30.
那么佛陀还讲比丘们啊，我们人寿100年呢，只是天界一天一夜，在这个第二层呢一界天33天。
You know 30? Tawad Tinsa Devadvani. Tawad Tinsa Devadvani.
这个 30 呢就是 Tawad Tinsa 这个第二层的一界天。
Their month is 30 of those nights. Their year, 12 months.
他们也是同样的一个月有30天，一年呢有12个月。
How very short that human lifespan is.
我们人寿啊是多么的短啊。
Compared to the lifespan of deva, our lifespan is hardly more than a fraction.
比较跟天寿来讲，我们的人寿呢是很难去比较的。
However, even though their lifespan is extremely long, they too.Must one day die.
虽然天寿呢，他们的寿数呢是这样的长，但是终有一天他们也是会死去的。
Do you know how devas die?
你们知道这个天人是怎样死的？
Have you ever been a deva?
你有遇过天人吗？
Don't you remember? Don't you remember?
你还 可能啊说你有你做过天人吗？你还记得吗？
Buddha said, samsara rounds our bodies, and know the beginning of samsara is unknown and no ego.
佛陀说呢，我们的那个三沙啊，就是说娑婆世界呢是没有开始，既没有结束。
In the realms of rebirth, in the samsara which is unknown and knowable, Buddha said, there is no realms where we never been before.
刚才我举证一下，就说刚才蛮第一次讲我们的娑婆世界呢，我们是很难去明白的。
You have been devas before。
那么还有呢，我们也投身过很多界，我们什么界、什么地方都应该都有去过了，包括了这个天界。
You was born as deva before?You die as deva, but you don't remember how you die then.
你成为天人，你曾经成为天人，但是你也死过，但是现在你忘记了。
Devas die because of four causes.
天人死呢，是因为四个因素。
The first one is.The expiration of their lifespan.
第一呢，他的那个寿数已经完了。
The second one, the expiration of their previous meritorious deeds.
第二呢，他那个善业已经用完了。
The third one is because they forget to eat food.
第三呢，因为他们忘记了去吃东西。
Number four, the fourth one is the arising of consciousness rooted in aversion.
第四呢，因为他的那个意识呢起了这个所谓的嗔恨的心。
Although the first two causes of death are easy to understand, the last two are not.
第一个跟第二个原因呢是很容易明白他们死去的原因，那么最后两个呢是比较难明白。
Let me try you further explain.
让我解释。
Because heavenly sensual pleasures are so sublime, devas at times forget about eating.
因为天界呢他的那个很快乐，非常快乐的地方，所以呢，有时呢，天人会忘记吃东西。
Do you want to go there?
你要去那边吗
？When they do, their bodies become depleted and exhausted.
如果他们忘记吃东西呢，他身体呢就缺少营养，那么就变成疲惫的。
Without food.Even devas will die.
没有吃东西，没有食物呢，这个天人也会死。
This is a third type of death, death which is attributable to simply forgetting to eat.
这是第三种的死的原因，死的原因只是纯粹的因为你忘记去吃东西。
The fourth type of death is caused by the arising of consciousness rooted in aversion.
第四种的死的原因是因为起了这个嗔恨的心。
Sometimes, dissatisfaction arises when one sees someone's success.
有时呢，因为他看到其他人很成功，他起了这种不高兴的心。
Dissatisfaction can have the characteristics of jealousy, resentment, aversion, and envy, of not taking pleasure in the prosperity of others.
这不满意的心呢，是包括了 然后记就是妒忌，那么以及起的不欢喜的心，也就是说表示别人好，但是我们没有起欢喜心。
Its function is not to take delight in the good fortune or happiness of others.
他就是看到人家好，他感觉到不高兴。
Do you take delight in the good fortune of others?
你看到别人好，你是否能起欢喜心？
Jealousy and envy can arise only with consciousness rooted in aversion.
我们这个妒忌的心呢，是因为有这个嗔恨的心而升起的关系。
Aversion, jealousy.And envy make the mind hot, tired, and exhausted.
这个嗔恨的心以及妒忌的心呢，能使我们的心变得很热、很疲惫。
Unchecked, such behavior can bring about a person's death.
如果他没有注意，那么这种的行为呢？能导致一个人死去，一个天人死去。
Do you remember Venerable Devadatta Devi?
你们记得吗？Devadatta?
How did he die? What is the cause?
他是怎样死的？是什么原因？
Because of aversion.Because of jealousy, he died.
他是因为那个嗔以及那个妒忌的心，所以他死。
Because of jealousy, dissatisfaction and not taking delight in the prosperity and success of others, some devas died.
因为妒忌的心、不满意的心，看到别人好。起这个 不高兴的心，这样的情形呢，导致天人死去。
Now we know the four causes that result in the death of Deva.
那么现在我们了解了这四种原因导致这个天人死去。
But what happens to a Deva when he or she is about to pass away?
但是呢，在一个天人没有死去的时候呢，会有什么现象呢？
Do you remember what happened to you when you are about to die when you were a deva?
你能记得吗？你作为天人的时候，要死的时候是怎样的情形？
Let us look again at the Buddha's teaching.
现在我们再看经典里面所说的。
This one is from chapter 3 in the Iti Buddhaka.
这个经典呢是在那个 Iti Buddhaka 的第三面。
Therein the Buddha said, Bhikkhus, when a deva is about to pass away from the company of deva, five foretelling signs appear.
佛陀呢就跟比丘说，当一个天神要死亡的时候呢，离开他的那个其他的天人的时候，有五种的现象会呈现。
I think now you remember.
现在你刚想起了你身为天人的时候怎样死去。
What appear? Five.Foretelling signs appear.
有五种的那个 sign 就是说现象啊呈现。
His flower garlands wither.
那个花签呢变成凋谢。
His clothes become soiled.
他的那个天衣啊衣服呢成为肮脏的。
Sweat is released from his armpits.
那么他有流汗。
His bodily radiance fades.
他身体的光，发亮的光呢，没有了。
and the deva takes no delight in his heavenly throne.
那么他已经没有快乐在那边。
The beautiful flower garlands that a deva puts on at birth are highly fragrant.
那么这个花间呢，这个天人一般上呢，他一投身在那边，化身在那边呢，就是一直保持着芬香。
These heavenly flowers remain fresh and continue to bloom throughout the deva's long life.
这些花呢，就保持新鲜，以继续的盛开，在他这个人这个天人的一生。
It is only near the time that the deva is about to die that his or her garland withers.
只有在因为接近要死亡的时候呢，他这些花签呢才会凋谢。
Likewise.A deva's clothes are always beautiful and clean.
同样的，天人的衣服呢，一直保持着很美丽以及清洁的。
There is never a need to wash them.
他们并不需要去洗的。
Do you like? However, when a deva is about to pass away, his or her clothing becomes
但是当他要面临死亡的时候呢，他的衣服变成肮脏了。
We humans also suffer from heat and cold, but devas do not.
我们人类呢，我们人呢，会有时会感觉到这，有时感到非常冷，但是天人不会。
We humans need to walk, but devas.Do not need to walk.
我们人类呢？我们人呢？身为人需要去做工作，但是天人不需要工作。
I think you like very much. Humans sweat, devas never sweat.
我们人呢会流汗，但是天人呢不会流汗的。
How good we will be if sweat never sleeps.
那么只有在他要死亡的时候才会流汗。
It is only when the deva is about to pass away that sweat is released from his or her body.
所以说呢，只是在他面临死亡的时候呢，他的身体才会流汗。
A deva's previous wholesome deeds create the causes that determine their present life conditions.In the deva realm,
因为这个天人在过去世的那种种的善业呢，使到他在身为天人的时候有这种种种的好的那个情形。
The greater the number of wholesome deeds that they perform in their past, the longer their lifespan, the more magnificent their beauty, the greater their happiness, and the more.Widespread and superior their fame and power.
所以他们越做做越多的善业呢，那么就导致他们的身为天人的时候呢，他的寿命更长，那么他的美庄严美丽更美丽，以及他得到更大的快乐，以及他的名利或者那个。Power 威力呢也是更大的。
It is solely because of past wholesome karma that beings are born in the deva realms into a large company of companions.
就是因为他们做了这种种的善业，所以他才诞生投身在这个天界，有很多的那天人跟他们在一起。
When a deva wishes to eat.Delicious food simply appears.
当天人想要吃东西的时候呢，那好吃的东西呢，就自己的appear 就是呈现在他嘴边。
Like humans, devas consume food, but unlike humans, their digestive process doesn't produce excrement.
啊，它跟人的一样啊，天人也是需要吃东西，但它跟我们人类不一样，他们的那个消化系统，他们不会说有所谓的排泄或者大便之类的。
There are no toilets anywhere in the liver brain.
在天界呢是没有 toilet 的，没有厕所的。
How wonderful their world is!
多么好美好啊，它的那个天界。
How beautiful and clean it must be!
那么应该是非常美丽以及很清洁的。
Their bodies too are radiant, emitting bright and brilliant light.
他们的身体呢，也是发出光芒，种种很光的那个亮。
However, when they are about to pass away, their bodily radiance also grows fainter and fades away.
但是呢，当他们面临死亡的时候，他的身体的光呢，也越来越减少，以及消失。
Even though the devil's world is in a celestial realm that Yoshida lights in, when a deva is about to die, there is no more delight to be found there.
虽然是天人，投身在这个天界是非常快乐的，但是一个天人要面临死亡的时候呢，那个快乐呢也不见了。
You should know.Do these foretelling signs always appear in all devas when they are about to pass away?
那么，刚才讲这种种这种现象呢，出现呢，当他们面临要死亡的时候。
It is explained in the Majjhima Nikaya commentary.
那么在 Majjhima Nikaya 中部的里面呢，也是有详细。
Among devas, some are much married, some are not.
在天人之间呢，有些是很有福报的，但是有些也是没有什么福报。
When the former are about to pass away, five foretelling signs appear.
当那个有福报的天人呢，要去世的时候，要死亡的时候呢。这五种的那种现象，刚才所讲的会呈现。
But for the latter, these signs appear not.
但是比较没有福报的那个呢，这个现象呢并没有呈现。
This is the difference between them.
这是跟他们所谓他们的分别在这里。
When the deva of lesser merit passes away, his body vanishes.Like a flame of a lamp, and it takes rebirth in any one of the celestial realms.
当那个天人呢是比较少福报的，去世的时候呢，他身体呢突然消失掉，就好像那个灯的光，灯失去那个火没有火了，那么他就重生投身在其他的那个异界了。
Returning to the Sutta.
我们再跟回这个经典。
At the point in time when devas discern the foretelling signs of approaching death, they encourage one another in three ways with the words.
当这个一个天神呢要死亡的时候呢，有这种五种的现象呈现的时候呢，那个其他的天人呢，会跟那个要死亡的天人讲这些话。
Do you want to know?
你要知道吗
？Friend, go from here to a good destination.
他就会跟那个要死亡、将要死亡的天人说：“朋友啊，你离开这里，离开这里，去找一个更好的地方。”
Having gone to a good destination, gain the gain that is good to gain.
那么离开了，得到了去了好的地方的时候，gain the gain 就是去得到那个好的东西。那么意思是说，得到好的东西就对了。
Having gained the gain that is good to gain, become well established in it.
那么当你得到好的东西，这个东西的时候呢，你要好好的培育它。
When this was said, a certain bhikkhu asked the Buddha, Venerable Sir, what is the Deva's meaning of going to a good destination?
当这个这样说的时候呢，有一位比丘呢就问佛陀。啊，佛陀他那个天人说去好的地方，他是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of the gain that is good to gain？
那么还有，他有讲起说要得到那个好的东西是什么好的东西
？What is the meaning of becoming well established？
还有说要培育他，要培育他是什么意思？
No, because they could not understand what is the meaning of going to a good destination.
因为那个比丘呢，不能明白他所谓的好地方是什么意思。
Do you know?
你们知道吗
？We don't know too.
我们也是不知道。
Do you know what is the meaning of the gain that is good to gain?
那么你知道吗？什么是说得到那个好的东西
？We don't know, Bundy.
我们不知道。
What is the meaning of becoming well established? We don't know too.
我们也不知道嘛，什么是好的要培育它。
So.The Buddha gave an answer, Bhikkhu. The human state is the Deva's meaning of going to a good destination.
那么佛陀跟比丘讲呢，他所谓的好地方呢，就是我们的人道人界。
Where are you now? You are in a good destination, where the Deva, when they are about to pass away.They encourage one another, go to a good destination to the human world. Do you want to go there again?
So, we live in the place is called good place.
Why is the human state a good destination?
Why is the human state a good destination?人道呢是说好的地方呢
？Because in the human state, there are a lot of opportunities to do wholesome deeds, such as offering dana, cultivating sila, and practicing samatha and vipassana meditation.
为什么呢？因为在人道呢，很多机会可以做善业。就好像做丹啊、布施、持戒，以及萨玛塔与巴萨那禅修。
For these reasons, it is said that the human world is a good destination.
所以，因为这些原因呢，所以说我们人道呢是好的地方。
It is easy to perform dana here.
我们这里是很容易有机会去做布施的。
Do you know why?
知道为什么吗
？There must be three suitable conditions to do dana.
要做布施呢，需要有三个条件。
What are they? Things to offer.The volition to offer those things and someone to receive the offerings.
第一个条件是有东西做那个布施。第二个条件呢是我们有一个意 意愿要做那布施。第三个，有接受布施的人。
So to do dana, to perform dana, we need three conditions: things to offer, the volition to offer, and the receiver.
所以要做布施有三个条件：东西的要布施的东西，那个有想要布施以及接受的人。
In the human world, these three conditions are easy to find.
在我们的人界呢，人道呢，这三样的条件是容易的。
With income and earnings, people have the means to offer things.
我们有做工就有这个income， 我们有赚的钱，那么我们有东西呢，就可以做布施。
They can offer more or less, good or bad, depending on their individual.The constances.
那么有些人 offer 或者布施比较好的，有些布施比较没有这样好的，是根据个人的能力。
The volition to offer things can also be easily cultivated and refined.
那么我们想要布施的那个心呢，也是很容易升起。
And finally, we have only to look around to see that.The world is filled with those who need and are worthy to receive that which is offered.
还有我们就是找那些需要帮忙的人，我们帮忙他，以及这个我们去做布施的，我们布施给他。
So we see that the human world is a good destination.
所以我们看得到，这人道呢是好的地方。
They was a born receiver.
天人呢，他是天生的，就是受施的人，不是布施的人。
Due to their karma, every imaginable and desirable sensual objects is readily available and waiting for them.
因为他们的善业成为天人呢，他种种的东西呢，已经具备了。
This is the fruit of their previous wholesome deeds, which has ripened and is now present to serve them in the Deva realms.
这是果啊，他们所造的善业成熟了，所以他在天界的时候呢，就享用这些果。
They don't need to worry about food. They don't need to worry about clothes.They don't need to worry about places to live.
他们不需要为这个吃啊、住啊、穿啊、住啊而烦恼。
They don't need to work.
他不需要工作。
They don't need to earn money.
他不需要赚钱。
They don't need to cook.
他不需要煮。
They don't need to wash their clothes.
他们也不需要洗衣服。
They don't need to see doctors.
不需要看医生。
Sickness and old age are not obvious in the Deva realms.
他们生病啊，跟那个老啊是比较少见的。
Imagine how excellent it is then.
想象看，那么是多么的特别在那边。
Do you want to go there? Female devas are inconceivably beautiful and look like they are 16 years old for their entire lifetime.
那么你的天人呢，就是天仙女啊，她们是长得非常美丽的，那么她们保持在一生里面呢，都是保持着16岁。
May Deva look as if they are only 20 years old.
那么男的天人呢，就保持着20岁的。
They spend whole lifetimes enjoying the most sublime sensual pleasure.
他们一生中呢，都是在享受着种种的娱乐。
Their bodies completely pleasurable.
他的 但世界呢都是充满着快乐的。
It is filled with beauty beyond words。
我们的语言呢也是很难去形容它的快乐啊，以及啊漂亮。
Likewise, with sounds, taste, smells, tactile sensation, so much so that they can easily forget about doing wholesome deeds。
啊，同样的声音啊。味道啊，香味啊，还有接触到的啊，这种种东西都是非常美好的。那么这样呢，导致他们忘记了去行善。
They live there because of their own karma。
他，投身在那边是因为他们前世所造的善业。
They don't need anyone to offer them anything。
他不需要，他们不需要人去，做布施给他们。
It is difficult to find the opportunity to give dana in the deva realm。
所以呢，我们就那边呢感觉到这很难，有机会呢去做布施给其他的那个对人。
Now here in Nandaka, every day you got the opportunity to offer。
现在我们在南达嘎每天都有机会做布施。
Only you need things to offer, volition to offer, receivers are always.
那你需要的是有东西你要布施的，以及你想要那个念头要布施，那么接受布施的人任何时候都有。
But in the deva's realm, it is difficult to find the opportunity to give dana.
但是在这个天界呢，天人呢，很少有机会做布施。
But just because it is difficult, does not mean devas cannot do dana.
但是，因为说不很难去做布施，但并不是不能做布施。
They can do dana.
他们可以做布施。
As an example, when the Buddha arose in the world, the devas were able to offer dana by infusing nutritive essence into the food dana offered to the Buddha every day by humans.
当佛陀在这个人间的时候呢，那么天人呢，他把这个那个营养啊，这精华放在那个人家我们人到的做布施的达那的食物上给佛陀。
Now from this you can understand, Buddha eats devas.Nutritive and essence every day.
啊，这样你可以知道佛陀每天呢都是这个天人所注下的那个营养的精华。
Our human digestive system cannot digest it, deva nutritive essence.
只有天人可以做这样营养的精华，我们人呢是不能的。
Only the Buddha can do it. That's why.If deva offer you, you will encounter difficulty. Better say, please don't offer.
他们只是能offer 或者布施给佛陀，那么普通的人是不能很难接受这样的。
This is the way deva offer dana by infusing nutritive essence into the food dana offered to the Buddha by humans.
所以呢，天人是以这样的方式呢来做布施呢给佛陀。
There are other ways they manage to offer dana too.
那么还有其他方式呢，他们可以做这个布施。
As for sila, there are 227 bhikkhus precepts, as well as 10 precepts, 9 precepts, 8 precepts, and 5 precepts.Which human beings are encouraged to keep.
关于戒呢，有227戒的比丘戒，还有呢十戒、九戒、 八戒以及五戒，那么这些都是佛陀鼓励我们人去持的。
The Buddha permitted only humans to ordain as bhikkhus, but not devas.
佛陀呢只准许人呢去出家，但是不允许天人出家。
Therefore, 227 bhikkhus precepts turn out to be for the welfare, happiness, and benefit of human bhikkhus.
这227戒的比丘戒呢，能带来给比丘富利、快乐以及种种的那个利益。
They are for those who ordain and obey and respect the rules and who love keeping them.
这些呢持戒的比丘呢，只是那些自己自愿去持这个比丘的戒的。
They are not for those who do not.
那有些其他人，他们并没有起这个欢喜心去持这个戒，那么当然他们也没有持这个戒。
It is only when a Buddha arises in the world that the 227 bhikkhus precepts are offered to human beings.
只有在佛陀诞生在这个人界的时候，这227戒的比丘戒呢，我们人呢才可以去修。
This is the rare opportunity we humans are getting.
这是非常难得的机会了，我们身为人。
Do you want to ordain bhikkhu?
你要出家吗？
This is rare opportunity. Humans can quite easily set up circumstances for keeping other precepts.
我们人呢是比较容易制造这个环境来持戒。
But because of the sublime centrality found in the deva realms, it is generally more difficult for devas to keep them.
但是在天界呢，天人是比较难持戒，因为他种种那种利乐，所以使到他们很难去持戒。
However, there is something that many people don't know.
但是呢，有些事情呢，很多人并不知道。
After the Buddha's enlightenment, he gave his first talk to 5 ascetics, but.Only one among them realized the true Dharma. Why the devas and brahmas who realized the true Dharma were many.
当这个佛陀开悟了之后呢，他第一次讲经的时候给这个五比丘呢，只有一位比丘领悟开悟了。那么当时呢？从这时候呢，其他很多的天神跟梵天呢，都领悟开悟了这个佛陀这个佛法，明白了，开悟了。
So there are many enlightened devas with perfected sila, and who now live in the deva realms.
所以呢，也是很多那些已经开悟的这个天人呢。有完美的那个戒律呢，住在天界。
Do you know it?
你知道吗
？Now you know. It is easier for human beings than it is for devas to abandon their attachment to visible objects, sound objects, smell objects, taste objects, and tangible objects that we all come into contact.Within our daily life,
是比较容易给我们人呢。如果要放弃掉这个所做的五眼耳鼻舌身意所接触到的东西，比较比那个天神，因为天神比较难放弃掉这个欲的。
If we are willing, we will find ample.Opportunity to practice and keep the precepts.
所以说呢，如果我们有压的话呢，我们都有很多的机会呢去持这个戒。
But devas who live in celestial splendor with magnificent sensual objects to sidetrack them find it much more difficult to restrain themselves, let alone to abandon their attachment to this intensity and sensual delights of their world.
但是呢，天人呢，因为虽然他因为他住在这个天界呢，有很多那欲乐的那种享受啊，他要放弃掉也很难。所以他们要放弃掉这些执着啊，这些欲乐的享受，在他们的这个天界呢，比我们人的界呢比较难。
Human beings, on the other hand.Generally experience difficulties and suffering in their life.
还有呢，我们人呢，在另一个角度呢，就是说，也是常常会经历到困难以及种种的那苦，在他生活中。
Because of this, they remember the value of doing wholesome deeds.
就是因为这个呢，他们常常会想起要去做布施。要做去行善。
But devas who live life full of sensual pleasures become heedless about cultivating wholesome deeds.
但是天人因为他们的生活里面呢，都充满着欲乐，所以呢就比较难去行善。
Female devas are amazingly beautiful.
那你的天神呢是非常非常美丽的。
Do you want to know how amazingly beautiful the devas
are? 你要知道吗？是怎样的漂亮，怎样的美丽啊？明天。
Tomorrow.
现在不讲了，明天的。
If I continue, I cannot finish, I think. Already 9:15, so we will continue tomorrow. I will tell you how amazingly beautiful the female devas are.
明天才继续讲，讲怎样美的这个女天人。
Today, as an opportunity, if you want.To ask questions, you can ask.
今天呢，给你们有机会要问什么问题呢？可以问。
Old age and suffering is not obvious in deva realm. Only when they are about to pass away, they suffer seriously and unexpectedly. That's why, in human realms, as humans, old age and sickness are very obvious. We know both dukkha and sukha in deva realm. That's why we can.Arrange, or we may incline to do good deeds more as humans.
这位师兄说呢，在天界呢也是有死亡，是否有苦呢？才都讲呢是天界的那个苦呢，不是很 obvious 的，不是很清楚或者常有的，只是在他们。面临死亡的时候，那一刻呢，才有那种不快乐以及那个苦的身体。
That's why human destination is a good destination.
所以呢，我们人道呢是最好的那个道的地方。
Yeah, they feel very unhappy. Yeah? They cry to me. They cry to me.
They
are very serious. Why? Only when they are about to die, those devas with much merit come to know that now I am going to die. Before, sickness is not obvious. Only it's not obvious. No, there is no mind to prepare for this or that death. That's why very dangerous to you.
才告诉我呢，只是在他们要死亡的时候才有那个苦啊，那么平时呢并没有那个苦啊，所以就没有那个准备的心理啊，所以很危险啊，一面临要死了就死掉了。
So when they know that they are about to die, at that time they feel intensely sorry.
所以他们面临死亡的时候，那个时刻呢，他们就感觉到很后悔的。
Only when the fellow devas encourage, maybe they may remind them too, and I think to remember their good deeds done maybe in their past. So they may.Incline their mind to be reborn in a good realm. Yes.
所以呢，在要死亡的时候呢，其他的天人呢，都会跟他讲要去好的地方啊，去得到好的东西，要培育他。可能因为这样是为了给他想起他所做的善业。
But it is.Not sure. It is not sure.
但是呢，我们也不能肯定的，他能去好的地方。
Devas with lesser merit, when they are about to die, no, they die like vanishing a flame of lamp immediately, and then they are going to be reborn.In a certain realm, in the sensual realm.
还有呢，那些比较没有福报的那个天人呢，他死的时候完全没有任何的现象的呈现，只是好像蜡烛的光、蜡烛的火呢灭掉了。
Actually, devas, even the king of devas, he pay respect those who are virtuous, those who practice morality. King of devas pay respect to the bad person. That's why, actually.Humans can do much more wholesome deeds, and they can share merit done every day. When deva heart, the sharing merit done by certain people in the human world, so they can rejoice. If they can rejoice, they can gain from it too. That's why.Okay.
刚才就是因为师兄问呢，有很多人会拜那个天神啊，那么天神是否能帮助到这些人呢？那么才能说呢，其实呢，天神呢，神是那个天公啊，的金龙爹妈也好啊，我们如果我们人呢、啊、有持戒清戒来讲啊，他也会 stay the faith， 因此尊敬我们，会，对我们这个持戒呢起这个欢喜心。
As I told all of you, Deva, they respect and they pay respect to the virtuous one faith.If you are praying, or if you are asking something from the Deva, if you are unvirtuous, they are not interested in you, I think. That's why if you want their help, you must be a virtuous one. Even though you don't ask anything, they are taking care of you.
Like I said, if you want to ask the Deva to help you,你本身呢要持戒清戒，那么这样他才有对你有兴趣的。那么还有就是说，因为你持戒呢，他们你不用讨啊，他们也自动的会自然的会保护你。
So don't ask anything, just practice morality, they will take care of you.
所以并不需要跟他要求什么，天人跟他要求什么，只要你好好的修持你的戒律呢，他们就会照顾你。
The day after tomorrow, I will offer all of you my first book, Awaken O One. So in that book behind, there will be the meaning of that stanza. If you are going to be reborn,There, just by doing dana, just by practicing sila in the human world as a human, you may not be interested to practice meditation in deva realm. If you are going to be reborn there, by practicing samatha and vipassana in this very life successfully, there, you will practice again. That's why go there by practicing samatha and vipassana.Just by doing dana and sila, I'm afraid to go there. I will forget. You will forget too.
来呢，大概讲就是说，如果我们有修这个什么他维巴沙那来讲呢，我们投身在天界呢是比较稳、比较好的，因为可以在那边休息呢。但是如果只是持戒或者做布施呢，去到那边呢，就可能就忘记了继续的修行了。
That's why whoever has successfully practiced samatha and vipassana as a human, while they are in the human realm, wherever they are going to be reborn, it is very good. As a human is also good, as a deva is also good. They are going to practice meditation again because of that.
所以说呢，身为人的时候呢，如果我们有禅修啊，什么他维巴沙那，不管在人道也好，如果在天道也好呢，我们呢都会继续的修行。
Yes, there are many devas who is from other religions too, because they also do dana. Dana can give its results as a human, as a deva again, but as a brahma, you know. Only through practicing samatha meditation successfully, and if they can maintain and stay at the near-death moment, they can be reborn in the brahma realm.
这一次就是说呢，是说其他宗教的人呢，是否如果他行善呢做好了，可以投身在天界，反正说是可以的，他们也是行善与做善啊，与布施呢，他们也可以得到去到其他异界那边。但是如果 Brahma 呢，那个梵天呢，一定要有禅修、禅修瑜伽啦这些之类什么他，那么他们才能投身在那个Brahma world。
You want to continue there? If you want to continue, you must continue here first. otherwise, you will forget with the heavenly sensual pleasure.
想问问呢，哪一个天界呢？投身在那边呢，可以继续修行萨玛卡弥勒班呢？那么来到说呢，你应该现在就开始修行了。所以我们在那边才会继续的那个事情。
You want to continue practice meditation there, but you never interview.
我在那说呢，你要我们在那边继续的修行，但是你没有来那个 interview 那边呢，问佛法、禅经。
They also some those who don't interview must come and interview.
没有来 interview 的人要来 interview。
I will give the answer indirectly. We all desire something according to our age, according to our life condition. Because of this reason, we make an aspiration differently according to the age, according to the time, according to the condition.But after that, you come to know wherever you are going to be reborn, there is suffering. So you stop making an aspiration, but you have done many things. They are going to give their results when time ripens. That's why if you have made an aspiration to be reborn in the celestial realm, even though now you refuse,When it ripens, it will give its result. That's why karma, if you have accumulated, you cannot delete. You cannot delete. You can remove your defilements, but you cannot remove your karma. That's why when times ripen, it will give its result.
再到讲大概意思是说呢刚才那师兄讲说，我们可以好像 reduce 啊，标记那个天界嘛。那再要讲呢，就是我们所造的这个业啊，我们是不能弄掉它、抵御掉它、不要它的。它时机成熟了，它成熟了，自己会发生，我们是不能控制的。大概是这一句。
I want to talk about one of the bhikkhus.Before he ordained, he used to make an aspiration to be reborn in the celestial realm. Every time he did good deeds. After ordaining, he realized the Dharma. He came to know everything is suffering. All the time arising and perishing rapidly. He stopped making an aspiration, but he had done a lot already.One day it will give its result.
然后说有一位一个出家人呢， 在牛出家之前呢，他常常放这个许这个愿啊，每次做布施呢，都许这个愿哦，我要投身为天人这样哦。那么他出家过后，他了解到呢，天界呢也是会不是永恒的，也是苦的。但是他已经做了这么多的愿了，那么可能这个愿成熟了，他也是会往那个天界。
After realizing the Dharma, wherever you are going to be reborn, it is nice, I think.
But if you have practiced, then going to the heavenly realm is also possible to practice.
Any more questions?How do we know practice samatha vipassana? How can you know you have successfully practiced samatha vipassana? By practicing samatha vipassana taught by the Buddha, if you can successfully do, you will know that you have done successfully. But without following the way taught by the Buddha, you will never know whether you have successfully practiced or not. Even your teacher titles you, you are Sotapanna, you will not be. Why? If it is not the way taught by the Buddha, you can never know by yourself. But if you practice the way taught by Buddha, the teacher no need to grant any title. You can understand by yourself. That's why Buddha laid down everything. If you practice this, you will know this. If you know this, you attain this. You can know by yourself. That's why you need to follow what the Buddha taught.
想用大概的意思说，那位sister 是讲，怎样知道呢？我们禅修这个samatha跟vipassana是成功的，或者有进步的。那下一个的案子，他答案就说，如果你修samatha vipassana进步或者成功呢，你自己知道，大概是这样。那么还有说呢，你所修的应该是佛陀所教的所谓的samatha跟vipassana。
This is a good question. As a meditation teacher, I've been teaching many meditators, both local and foreigners. One time, one meditator from a certain meditation center, she approached me after she met me.Sitting in front of me, she told by herself, her teacher granted her as a sort of power. Then I listened, and then I asked something, what I want to let her know with the purpose to help her.
刚才苏密师兄就问怎样才能知道呢？自己是一果得到一果收到班呢？那么才他昨天也是有讲说，他问他老师，那么他老师口风他已成道这样，然后才都有讲起说他也是遇到一位学习他method 的方法的一个女中禅修者。来问，就跟塞东讲，他的老师口风他是一个圣者， 如果
First, I ask her, do you know the suffering?
So, 再然后就要问他几个问题。第一个问题就是说呢，你知道什么是 suffering 吗？你知道什么是苦吗？
Do you know what is the suffering? The suffering is ultimate mentality and materiality. Or five aggregates are called the suffering.
Suffering 的苦呢，就是说，你看到这个究竟的这个精神与物质。
I ask her, have you ever seen small particles? No.I never saw small particles in my practice.
塞诺就问他，你是否见过这个small particle 就是色即，很微小的我们身体的色身的一部分，看过这个色即吗？那么那个女禅师者说，没有，我不曾看过这个色即。
According to Buddha's Abhidhamma, to attainThe knowledge of discerning, ultimate mentality and materiality, they must know firstly for ultimate materiality, they must know, they must see small tiny particles.
根据阿毗达摩来讲呢，你要看到苦呢，你就是要看到精神与物质。你既看到这个色即，小小所谓的那个色即，你看到了，那么你才是看到苦。
Because the Buddha said, this whole world is made up of very tiny, small particles.
佛陀说呢，这个世界呢，都是这个色即所组成的。
This body.This human's body, whether man, whether woman, nothing, just a group of small particles.
我们这个男人啊，女人啊，这个身体啊，没有其他东西，只是存在这个小小微粒的所谓的设计。
Particles are not ultimate materiality. They are just smallest.Concept.
这个设计呢，还不属于究竟，还是属于概念。
In each particle, there are eight types of materiality. At least, they are earth, water, fire, wind, color, smell, taste, and nutritive essence.
这个小小粒的设计呢，有八种的因素，有风火水土颜色，color 颜色，还有那个色，这个
smell, nutrition, color, smell, taste, and nutritive essence.
那个营养。
So we need to analyze them.In each particle, only when you realize them, you know ultimate materiality.
只有在你能这样的微小的那个设计里面，也能分析或者了解到这种八种的那个因素，那么你才能真正了解所谓的究竟。
Buddha instructed us.To discern this ultimate materiality, not only internally, but also externally. Also, past, present, future, near, far, superior, inferior, and so on.
这个世界呢，也不是说只是今生，前世啊，未来世啊，还有其他种种，来到。
Only then you know, you see ultimate materiality, which is part of the suffering, the noble truth of suffering.
这样你才能真正看到这个苦圣谛。
So the first knowledge, the first insight knowledge. What is the first insight knowledge?
什么是第一个内观智慧呢？
The knowledge of discerning ultimate mentality and materiality.
就是我们的智慧了解到精神与物质。
So if you know, if you see these ultimate materiality analyzing in the small particles, you attain half of the first insight knowledge.
如果你看到这个设计微小的设计呢，你是得到它只是一般的那个内观的智慧。
And then you must continue discerning ultimate mentality.
那么你要继续的观这个我们的精神。
In my previous Dharma talk, I have told all of you, mentality arises in our bhavanga. Bhavanga is mind door. Where mentality arises.
在之前的Dharma talk里面才都有讲，说我们的这个精神呢，是在我们的bhavanga。
Bhavanga, which is called mind door.
Mind door, 潜意识啊。
Bhavanga, bhavanga arises based on heart based materiality.
Bhavanga not the sleeping consciousness, no.
And that one is the time we fall asleep. At that time, bhavanga mind movement arises. This is bhavanga mind movement. See? This bhavanga is the bhavanga where all the mentality arises.
Oh, it's very hard to explain.
I think you understand. Almost all the Malaysians can speak English.
I think most of them can understand.
Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Don't make the interpreter headache. Okay, so in the bhavanga, mental process arises. See? For example, now you are listening to Dharma. You hear the sound. You hear my voice. My voice impinges to your ear sensitivity. At the same time, my voice impinges to your bhavanga. It impinges simultaneously to both doors. Ear door and mind door. At that time, in your bhavanga, mental process arises rapidly. Those who had practiced, if there is someone in this audience, why I am giving Dharma talk, after developing, if they are listening, they hear my voice and it impinges to the bhavanga. And then mental processes are arising and perishing rapidly. They can practice at the same time.
大概的讲啊，还是说我们听到声音听到了，我们的这个耳朵的所听到的声音，同时呢，我们的 mind 我们的 bhavanga 那个心呢，也是接触到这个东西，那么它那个 process。那个他新的那种我现在他自己走的那些来吧对。
So, I will give some more example. The mentality arrives in a form of cognitive process. So in one process, there are many mind movements. So, mentality arises in the form of cognitive process, and in each process, there are many mind movements. One mind movement, after it arises, it perishes. And the second mind movement, it arises and it perishes. And third mind movement, it arises, it perishes. In this way, it is arising and perishing very, very rapidly.
So, our thoughts arise,
you must see this. To understand mentality, you must see these mind movements. And each mind movement, there is, or there are, at least 8 types of mentality, or 34, 35 mentality. You need to analyze in each mind movement again.
那么如果你要知道或者领悟了这个精神呢，你要看到刚才所讲的起了灭起灭起灭，啊，曼蒂有讲到每一个的，那个念头起呢有30多个的那个过程，就是所谓的心的过程很快。
So you need to do, six doors. Eye door, ear door, nose door, tongue door, body door, mind door. So all 6 lines we call. So after that you need to do internally, externally, past, present, future. Only at that time you attain the knowledge of discerning ultimate mentality.
我们还有关系到我们的六根六识，我们眼耳鼻舌身意，每次接触到了那个念头升起的那个心路过程呢，我们都要看得清楚，而知道这样呢，你才是所谓当你了解到这个精神。那么不只是你本身，你了解本身，外面的也要了解。
So only at that time you attain the first insight knowledge. Or in other words, you realize the noble truth of the suffering, the first noble truth.
这样的情形之下呢，你才是真正的知道或者看到第一的四圣谛，就是苦圣谛。
So the second noble truth is the cause of suffering. Second insight knowledge is the knowledge of discerning cause and effect. These two are the same.
第二个圣谛呢是即圣谛，那么就是要看到cause and effect 它的因缘的因果。
As I told in my previous talk about one of the meditators' past life. So discerning her past life, she came to know the causes of the suffering.
在之前的Dharma Talk的时候，台中有讲，举一个禅修者，你的禅修者，他看他过去是第一次在没有出生为这个人的时候。
So cause and effect, to say the truth, they are ultimate mentality and materiality too.
所以呢，那么第二个的圣谛呢，就是要看到那个 cause and effect， 就是它的因果以及精神物质。
Only when you have penetrated these two, ultimate mentality and materiality, you can start practice vipassana, contemplating impermanent suffering, non-self, seeing arising and perishing of them, very very rapidly.
只有你在了解了第一个圣地普圣地跟这个寂圣地过后呢，你才能修这个内观与法禅啊。那么你看到的就是升起升起消灭升起消灭很快这样的观无常苦无我。
I want to hear, I want to use Pali words. Whether you know or not, I don't know. But I will make you all know. You know, Sankata Dharma and Asankata Dharma. You know? No. So, Sankata Dharma is the Dharma which arises because of its causes. See?Nama Rupa, ultimate mentality and materiality, they arise according to their causes. So these Dharma are called conditioned Dharma, Sankata Dharma.
第一个呢，刚才讲的，早上讲的是说每一样东西有它的原因造成的。是有 condition 有条件的，那么华语呢应该是说有为吧。
Understand？ 你明白吗 ？Asankata Dharma is unconditioned Dharma. It exists without any causes. It is Nibbana, unconditioned.Dharma is Nibbana. It exists. Anytime it exists, whether you realize, whether you haven't, it exists without any causes.
那么第二个呢，就是它生存呢，并不需要有一个 cause 一个原因呢，就是 Nibbana 是涅槃啊，也可以可能就是说也可以说是无为法的涅槃。
So.The conditioned Dharma is arising and perishing rapidly all the time. To realize Nibbana, unconditioned Dharma, where there is no arising and perishing at all, first you must clearly see again and again practicing Vipassana, is conditioned Dharma, which is arising and perishing.
我们要看到Nibbana或者没有 cause 没有原因也能生存的那个 Nibbana 呢，是需要一直看这个有为法，一升起消失，升起消失，升起消失，一直这样的观，这样的内观呢，那么才能得到这个内观的智慧。
By contemplating impermanent suffering, non-self, seeing the arising and perishing ofconditioned at Dharma, ultimate mentality and materiality, at a certain time, the insight knowledge matures.
一直观这个生灭生灭的精神与物质呢，经过一段长的时间呢，那么内观智慧呢就能成熟。
At that time, we change our instruction to the meditator.Now, please don't pay attention to perish arising. Just pay attention to perishing.
在这样的情形之下呢，一位禅师呢会教导禅修者呢，在不需要看他的身体，只是看他的消失。
So, because of seeing the perishing very, very, very rapidly all the time, fear.Desire to free from this arises.
一直看到消失的很快的消失，一直发生，那么禅修者呢就能产生一个 fear 恐惧的心。
And if he or she continue emphasizing seeing the perishing, at a certain time, no fear, the knowledge of equanimity towards.The Dharma, the conditioned Dharma appear. The knowledge of The equanimity towards the knowledge of equanimity towards the condition and dharma.
一直观呢产生这个苦了，而这个恐惧一直苦，这个恐惧呢一直观这样呢，那么最终呢就能得到 equanimity， 就是舍的心。
When they start see the perishing very rapidly, fear, want to free from it, at that time, the mindset is one. When they continue, no fear, but very clearly they see the perishing. Their mind is balanced at that time. At that time, if they continue, diligently, continuously in every four postures, heart knowledge.Arises. Heart knowledge break through and reach to the another shore where there is no arising and perishing at all. What he or she never experienced before, the first time he or she experienced.
在经过这样，他就一直看那个刚才一直看那个消失的那个跌起来。那知道有得到那个 equanimity 了，那个 fear， 那恐惧没有了，恐惧没有了，又得到另外一个看到很清楚这种种那个不一直消失的过程呢，得到完全的 tranquility appear， equanimity tranquility
equanimity equanimity towards formation，
OK， 那么。他起了这个舍的心，那么最后的时候，那个第二不见了，只是他那一次消失，一次消失，一次消失，直到他得到他那个玛嘎那个境界，那么他已经进入了另外一个的境界了。
Path knowledge arises, removing defilement and taking nibbana as object.
当这个他和刀的那个刀子已经有了时候呢，他已经不拿那个刚才消失的那种来观的目标 object 了，他是以尼巴那涅槃的目标作为那个 object， 作为他的那个修行的那个 object。
After path knowledge without any gain, fruition knowledge followsimmediately.
当得到那个道智的时候呢，那个果智 fruition 道果智呢，也自然的就得到了那个果智。
For such person, anytime he or she wants to enter fruition knowledge, he contemplates on the condition and dharma which is arising and perishing.And if he or she inclines to enter the fruition, he realizes Nibbana where there is no arising and perishing. Before, he or she knows only arising and perishing. One shore, this side. When she realizes Nibbana or when he realizes Nibbana, he reaches another shore where there is no arising. Very different. So, anytime if they want to enter fruition, they can experience.
开始是修作，看到身体消灭，身体消灭了。但是他如果已经得到了大果智呢，他如果 anytime 他要去那个果那边的情形呢，他不需要去做not later.
In the car, you can enter. In the airplane.You can experience. In the boat, you can experience. Under the tree, you can experience. Here, you can experience. Anytime, anywhere, it is your place.
大概刚才讲的意思是说，你已经有到果智了。那么你时时刻刻，任何时候呢，你要到那个到那个果那边呢？的那个经验呢，是任何地方、任何时候都可以。
Before realizing Nibbana, meditators, they have this knowledge only arising and perishing. Only when they realize Nirvana, they realize, they experience where there is no arising and perishing. So I ask that meditator, anytime you want to re-enter fruition, can you enter? No. She answered me, no.
所以白龙就讲起刚才那个禅修者你呢，他是以其他方式来修行的。他问他，你能你要进那个不生吗？那个果吗 ？Anytime， 任何时候都可以吗？那个女的说不能。
And then I asked again, when you realize Nirvana, do you know you are realizing Nirvana? No, I don't know. Only after coming out, I know that I have realized Nirvana.
然后问他，当你你悟到那个在那个涅槃的时候，你是否知道你在那个Nirvana涅槃？他说没有，我只是在。禅定或者出来之后呢，才知道我已经历了这个涅槃。
Do you know what it is?
你知道什么吗
？I will let all of you know. When you practice anapana, sometimes you can focus very well, and then pleasant good feeling arises, and then you enjoy. You forget to focus on the breath, and you fall into bhavanga. You know nothing.It is they call Nirvana. You fall asleep. You don't know anything. And then when you wake up, only at that time you know that you have realized Nirvana before.
在那个我给你知道为什么那个女禅修者是怎样的情形？她情形她是因为在我们在如果禅定的时候呢。如果有某种的定力的时候啊，感觉到非常舒适，那么有时会掉进那个瓦旺嘎的那个状态，那么就是那个睡觉的那种状态。当他出来的时候，他就感觉到很舒适的之前，他以为那就是涅槃。
I think all my disciples have already attained Nirvana.
他就说我的这个他就是那个比赛的他的礼物当地谈
At a certain time you have experience already, right? So you cannot intentionally do. That's why she told me I cannot enter anytime I want. Only when it happens I know thatOnly after coming out from it, I know that I have entered fruition. I cannot do by myself as I like. She told me.
那个女禅修者跟白龙讲呢，她不能说随心所欲的，任何时候呢要进入所谓那个涅槃的境界。
Like I asked, do you know this suffering, ultimate mentality and maturity? She gave me an answer. No, I don't.And I ask again, do you know the cause and effect? No, I don't. But my teacher told me I am a sort of dharma.
所以他问他，你明白了苦是什么吗？精神与物质啊，那么还有这个寄生地啊，你明白这个 cause and effect 啊，这个因果啊，你明白吗？但他说他没有领悟到。但是他的老师跟他讲，他已经是受到班了，他是受到班了，已经是一果了。
That's why the teacher, if you practice systematically the way taught by the Buddha, you know and see clearly, obviously arising and perishing. When the path knowledge arrives, you experience Nirvana where there is no arising and perishing at all. You understand very clearly who need to grant you.You can understand by yourself. You can experience any time you want. Why do the teacher need to say you are sort of dharma?
所以大概意思说，如果你是有是说到班的话，依果来讲呢，你自己本身应该是知道的，并不需要另外一个人，一个老师跟你讲，因为每个过程 你看到清清楚楚。
Okay, enough occupying. Okay, we will share my wisdom today. Repeat after me. Idam mi punyam.Asavakayam Vaham Hotu Idam Mipunyam Nibbanasa Pachayo Hotu Vamapunyabhagam Sabbasattanam VajimiDe sabbe,
de
sannam, punya bhagam, labhantu, sannam.